Wrong side, Mark.
I'm going to leave my phone on just in case he texts or calls.
I appreciate that. Thanks for checking in with him in general. Charles also had intended to come, but is not feeling well, so he won't join us either. I'm not really sure what Mark is doing.
He just was here. Now he's gone.
Maybe he got a call.
Maybe he's going to go take things into his own hands and get them promoted.
Well, my intention was to have Mark run the meeting until we actually decided on co-chairs.
But you
I can do that. What's that?
You can do that.
Well, generally the way this works is that I am sort of appointed co-chair because, you know, I'm sort of running the whole thing. So it's, you know, it just seems to make more sense to have somebody else
work with the initial
sort of voting.
And if somebody else handles the voting.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you want to do it as council co-chair, you would be the appropriate person since Mark is not here.
Okay.
If you want to go ahead and run it
until then,
first part of the meeting, and then once we get the co-chair vote squared away, we can move on.
Great. Okay, I'll do that.
Thanks.
Welcome everybody to the API Needs Assessment Work Group. My name is Chip Sapanich. I'm co-chair of the Care Council.
David Jordan, Council Staff.
Ali Cohn, Council Staff.
Jen Cuss, Council Staff.
Ron Hernandez, Council Member.
Welcome. Let's take a look at today's agenda, see if there's any changes you want to make, additions. Any changes? Hearing none, then I will ask if anyone objects to approving the agenda as written. No objections? Passes? Announcements? Nope. Okay. You okay?
Yep.
Okay. Then we're at the election. So I'll call for nominations for co-chair of this group.
May I nominate myself?
Yes, you may. Someone second? So you, of course, you accept the nomination. Anyone else?
Any further nominations?
And the landscape is that you will be one co-chair and then there'll be one member of the council.
Yes.
Okay. Then let's close nominations. Any discussion on this item? Nope. I think Ron will do a good job.
Thank you.
All approving not Ron's nomination. Raise your hands. Okay.
Yeah.
No, any opposed? All right, Ron. Now you can do that. Congratulations.
Okay, I guess we'll move on to item six.
Ron, do you want to join me over here?
Okay, sure. Item 6, we'll discuss the scope of the work. We will be presented with the overview purpose of the needs assessment, structure of the focus groups, and timeline of the needs assessment. Jordan?
Yep. I feel like we largely understand what the scope of work is, but I want to quickly run through it. Nathan, maybe this has less versed in what we're doing here. So the idea is that we are attempting to assess the needs of the HIV-positive Asian Pacific Islander community in San Francisco, as well as San Mateo and Marin. Hopefully we will be able to get some feedback from our county partners as well this time. The way we're going to do this is, the structure of it is that we do a few focus groups. Those focus groups include, I probably should have brought the focus group agenda with us. Just to
sort
of
go over it verbally.
Yeah. But essentially it's a focus group that is one part facilitated conversation meant to elicit a certain amount of qualitative data about the quality of life, challenges, and or victories, and, you know, successful, you know, successes in the lives of this population, and to just sort of get a sense of where they're at. There's also a survey which provides a demographic snapshot for us to provide some context for that qualitative data, and there is a service category ranking exercise, which is sort of the dot exercise that I assume most of you are familiar with. So that is generally the structure of it, and we try to combine these focus groups with other pre-existing interventions, with other agencies, other programs that are outside programs that serve that population. So oftentimes we will combine it to follow just before, just after support groups or, you know, places where our target population are already attending. That's been sort of the most successful strategy for us in the past. The timeline is, the timeline is that we need to have this presented before the summit in September. Last year, we...
Fourth Friday in August.
Right. So last year, we had to present at the summit, which is not optimal. We would actually much prefer to have those our recommendations presented pre-summit so that they have a little more weight, maybe. And it takes us a few weeks to get all the data together, come up with our recommendations, identify trends, and present that to the council. So ideally, we would be completely done with all focus groups by the end of July latest. Combine that with the fact that I'm going to be gone for a big chunk of June. So we have the time frame is a little compressed, but not as bad as it was last year. So I think it's completely doable. Is there anything else? Is there any questions about that?
Yeah, how many numbers would make it ideal successful?
Well, that's an interesting question. Talking to Ming Ming, she felt like the number that they could potentially provide was somewhere around 30, maybe 35 participants that regularly attend interventions upstairs at API Wellness. I don't know if you agree with those numbers. In the past, our target number has been 100 participants, roughly. I mean, and it all depends on sort of where it fits in with our epi data and the percentage of, you know, what this population makes up in the overall epidemic. But ideally, we'd like to get as many as possible given the time frame. But realistically, if the sort of premier agency that works with this population feels like they're only going to be able to round up as many as 35 participants, I would guess that if we were able to put together another 15 or 20, that would be on the high side of that. So 50 or less is probably what we're looking at realistically, but I'm open to thoughts on this. Really open to thoughts on this.
It is what it is, Dave. I think we'll get as many as we possibly can. If it turns out to be just around 35, that's what we'll deal with. That's still a fairly broad selection of people. It's always good to aim high, but, you know, a small number will actually also correspond to the smaller percentage within the actual epi data.
I'm aware of that.
Yes.
Will you go to one group or multiple groups?
So structurally with the focus groups, we try and keep the amount of participants down to about 10. We feel like that's the most manageable number that we can deal with, given the sort of especially with the the ranking exercise tends to strain people's attention span at times. But like any more than that, it gets a little chaotic.
So are we going to set up the dates first or the food first?
Generally, I set up the dates first, and then we will fire. I mean, we'll discuss this further in the sort of recruiting portion of this, but the structure tends to be setting up the dates and then recruiting, and as people sort of express interest, I sort of give them an array of potential dates and then schedule them in as we move along.
So there's groups that meet regularly, like the other group that meets once a month. Well, I think there's three groups that meet once a month. But again, when you're counting participants, is it unduplicated participants? So some of these clients are accessing the groups, you know, like I'm going to change these.
I definitely understand that. Chip, you can check
it out. Actually, it was about recruitment, so I'll wait.
Okay. So
perhaps then on that, if we're connecting them to your groups and you have three groups, it might be a good idea just to connect them so that they actually take place after the group
mm-hmm.
itself, so that folks won't necessarily feel like they can't come to the group because they already went and did another one.
Right.
Yeah.
So I have a solid group like every Monday. Like afternoon, there's a solid group right there, so they're always. So that's a given. They're going to do it. So like it's 15, and then like we have our Joelette Club, which is everything. The fourth Thursday of the month, so we usually have about 25. So, and those are, but those clients will be also the ones that we're recommending. So that's where my question was. When we're taking the toll of the focus group part, can they just take again?
They cannot. There's no double dipping.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I was just going to ask, and there's food served, right?
Yeah. So
okay. Maybe
we want to move on to outreach and flyer and that stuff. It sounds like we're maybe
follow up question. But yeah, I think we're in that agenda item. So that you mentioned two groups. When is the third group? You said you mentioned
the third group is every Monday clinic.
Monday clinic.
There's
okay.
There's a group. So they're also